It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Oh, remember, the Daily Dust, just a light dusting of gossip, except today.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
All right, y'all. I'm just going to apologize now. Maybe issue a trigger warning because this Daily Dust is chock full of awful stuff. First, Jon Stewart, being cutesy on The Daily Show, cut his hand when he smashed his mug on the desk during a rant about prescription drug prices. He did the rest of the show, though, but there was a lot of blood. Here's the audience's reaction, both to when it happened and then when he put his hand back up above the counter.
Because we've already paid for it with our subsidies. Hey! I'll be going to the hospital. It's fine.
He kept doing the show, though. No word on whether he needed medical attention. I'm thinking, yeah. The main Friends cast chose not to participate in Peacock's new documentary, Matthew Perry, A Hollywood Tragedy, but there is an appearance from Morgan Fairchild, who played Chandler's mom. Justin Bieber, remember I told you he wasn't looking too good? Well, he wasn't afraid to play dirty during a charity hockey game, getting in a scrap with former NHL star Jeremy Renick, but there's no real bad blood, or at least no actual blood.
Come on, help JB.
Is that Kevin B on the bench? He's got to stay here.
That's Armstrong whooping. He's been talking mess to me. Whooping. Whooping. Whooping.
It's messy.
I want another one of his teeth on the ground. Whooping.
Yes, that was Snoop Dogg. Lester Holt is stepping down as anchor of the NBC Nightly News. What? Susan Lucci returned to Good Morning America to teach Michael Strahan advanced soap opera fighting techniques. Splashing Strahan in the face with some water. Not once, but twice.
Okay, take
care. How dare you miss me the first time you threw that one? How dare you do it perfectly the second time you hit me in the face with water?
Careful, oh, Gary, you... I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's the tiniest little thing compared to Michael Strahan. Roberta Flack, and I shared this on our Instagram reels yesterday, the Grammy winner behind Killing Me Softly with his song, died yesterday after a battle with ALS. She was 88. Kanye West and Bianca Censori are apparently giving their marriage another shot. And in a recent episode, speaking of marriage, a recent episode of The Baldwins, Hilaria Baldwin addressed the ongoing backlash over her fluctuating Spanish accent, emphasizing her bilingual upbringing and the importance of teaching her children multiple languages. I don't get it, but okay. And then finally, Alec Baldwin... I don't know. This is not okay on both sides of this encounter. He lost it on a Trump impersonator who literally called him a murderer on the sidewalk out in front of his home.
Well, Alec, if you don't want that pardon for murdering that woman in cold blood, you can call it first degree, you can call it whatever you want, but it was not good. And that's okay.
Let me ask a question.
Sure.
No, you realize, but no, look at me. I want you to look at me.
Sure.
You realize my kids live in this building, right? But I want you to know something.
We love the children. We're doing great deals for the children.
Listen to me real carefully.
Okay.
If this guy was here, I'd snap your neck and have him break your neck, right? You know that, don't you?
Okay. All right, Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin, ladies and gentlemen, class act. Believe me.
Okay, so here's the thing. I don't think that was appropriate, his response. I don't think it's appropriate, someone coming to your home. And let me tell you why. I've had a stalker show up at my home. And I was home alone at the time. And fortunately, I pushed out and sat them down on the porch. And my next door neighbor saw them and came over and made them go away. But it's scary. Do not approach people who are in the public eye when they don't know you, and especially not harassing them where their children live. So anyway, okay, now let's get to the dirt alert. I told you it was chock full of awful stuff. So everybody knows Topanga, right? Danielle Fishel. Well, her former co-star, Maitland Ward, got into a heated argument with her on Topanga / Danielle Fishel's Pod Meets World, Boy Meets World podcast. Take a listen.
So you don't listen to the podcast regularly, but your overall opinion of it is that we are negative about Michael and Ben and the show.
Be honest about this. You're trying to go at me now to get the ratings because you know that people will be interested in
Maitland.
I don't want to go with you guys. I just want to remember good times.
No, Maitland, sorry. I'm not the one who wanted to go for ratings.
Ooh! I told y'all. It was a dirt alert. Because it was not dust, it was dirt. And there's more, except this is more of a Kardashian alert because it's kind of sad. So I noticed at the SAG Awards that Kylie Jenner was not with Timothy Chalamet. That is because she's in the process of arranging and paying for funeral costs for her hairstylist who died unexpectedly over the weekend. Jesus Guerrero was only 34. The cause of death has not been revealed, but this is someone that traveled with her extensively and spent a lot of time with her. So anyway, that was a Kardashian alert. I don't want you to think I'm talking trash about Kylie Jenner because I think that's very generous of her to take care of the financial things. Anyway, all right, there you go. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it made my stomach hurt just as bad as it made yours.